Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The House of Representatives is voting today on a $3 trillion economic relief package that so far does not have Republican support. And this morning, White House economic advisor Peter Navarro dismissed testimony by whistleblower Rick Bright, who said there isn't a national strategy to respond to the pandemic.
It was the height of irony that the day that Bright was up there doing the circus thing, President Donald J. Trump was out in the beautiful Lehigh Valley essentially announcing a key part of that plan, Strategic National Stockpile 2.0. It's in President Trump's image. It's smarter, bigger, and more resilient. What do I mean by that?
In case you missed it, by the way, here is some of what Dr. Bright said yesterday on Capitol Hill.
Initially, our nation was not as prepared as we should have been, as we could have been. Some scientists raised early warning signals that were overlooked, and pages from our pandemic playbook were ignored by some in leadership. There will be plenty of time to look back to assess what has happened so we can improve. But right now, we need to focus on getting things right going forward.
Let's bring in Tolu Olorunipa, White House reporter for The Washington Post. Tolu, let's start with Rick Bright. He was removed from his position as a top government vaccine expert, he says, because he raised alarms about the pandemic response from the administration. How is his testimony resonating in Washington today?
Well, his testimony is largely a bombshell for those who have been critics of the administration, who have been wondering why the American response to the coronavirus has been so haphazard and so delayed. Dr. Bright provided not only details, but also evidence that he and a number of other scientists and government experts were trying to warn the government or trying to get the red flags to begin to flare about how much of a major issue this was back in January and February. And those warnings were not heeded. So he has been able to provide some of that evidence that a lot of people have been looking for in terms of trying to find out why this was not handled in a more responsible way, and why the White House and the political figures seem to have played a much more significant role than the scientists and the experts. And that's part of the reason why you're seeing people trying to defend President Trump, like Peter Navarro, in part because there is a fear that this narrative is starting to build that President Trump and his political allies were not listening to the experts. And that's part of the reason why we are where we are now.
Well, some of what is happening now is outside of the White House's control. President Trump praised the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling this week that overruled the Democratic governor's stay-at-home order. Republican lawmakers wanted the restrictions lifted in Wisconsin, and they won. Now people are packing into bars and restaurants in some cases. Is President Trump, by praising that ruling, now saying that all stay-at-home orders across the country should be lifted?
Well, that has been his message. If you've looked at his social media accounts, at his public comments, he's really pining for this grand reopening, even though a lot of these states have not met the guidelines listed by the White House in terms of what they need to do before they start to relax their restrictions. President Trump has kind of moved on beyond that, and he's speaking out in favor of reopening, saying that all of the states that have not yet reopened are doing it for political reasons, and essentially saying that all states should begin to relax these restrictions. He has said it should be done in a gradual way, but a lot of that nuance gets lost when he starts speaking publicly and attacking Democrats who have been resistant to reopening their economies. He has praised Wisconsin for opening. He's retweeted messages that say, you know, don't worry about wearing a mask or staying home. You should feel free to go out to restaurants and bars without wearing masks. And it's clear that his own personal views are at odds with the views of even members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, who have said that we need to be very cautious about reopening because we don't want to have a second wave of the virus. The president has said instead that this is all going to go away by itself and there's no need to take precautions. And that's part of the reason why there's so much uncertainty about what the federal government response is, because there doesn't seem to be a clear and consistent message coming from the White House.
Well, and there's no question that there is severe economic devastation that is being caused by everything that is happening right now. House Democrats are voting today on more cash payments to families, additional help for states and businesses, and expanded unemployment benefits. What are the sticking points? Why aren't Republicans willing to go along with this at this point?
Well, a number of Republicans say that this is too much, too fast. They want to take a little bit more time to see how the first multi-trillion dollar packages that have been passed, how they work, how effective they are in sort of stemming the economic damage. And they also believe that Democrats, you know, were willing to put in a lot of their pet projects into this major, massive bill. Things like, you know, vote by mail in all 50 states and, you know, diversity studies for different industries, things that Republicans generally have not been in favor of. They say that this has been a grab bag, and for that reason, they're not going to support this. But there are some things that they do support in the bill. So this is sort of an opening bid, which will lead to more compromise. Things like funding for states and localities is likely to be part of whatever bipartisan package comes out of this. But this was just an effort by Democrats to be able to sort of provide a message platform about what their priorities are, so that then we could go into a full negotiation on a bipartisan basis, and Republicans and Democrats will eventually have to come up with a broad package that will be able to help the country, because the packages that have been passed so far have stemmed the damage, but there still is a lot of economic hardship out there.
Just a few seconds here, Tolu, but should we be paying attention to what President Trump is calling Obamagate, or is it just noise?
It's mostly noise if you look at the actual details of what he's alleging. This idea of unmasking is something that's very common. It's been done in the past. It's been done under the Trump administration. But it is an effort by mm-hmm. Trump to try to cause a sense of distraction in the middle of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Tolu Olorunipa, White House reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks as always.
Thank you.